WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. I knew you'd come.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will remember me. Remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to your friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check up on Twitch if you are listening to see if you have a Twitch Prime available. For subbing purposes, is that little purple button. There's a hand gesture going on. You can't see it, but it's like the Vanna White thing. So just check and see if you have one available. And if you'd like to use it on our very fine network, we'd very much appreciate it. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Let's go, Sixers. Let's go, Sixers. I'm watching basketball. It's playoff basketball. So, let's go Sixers.
Oh, well then, I know the Hawks didn't make it. If it's playoff basketball.
Tweet the show at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward Jones, at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Atlanta sports ball! Yay! We're all bad, except for the soccer team.
Hey, the Braves could be,
Yeah, they say that about the Braves every year, and then they choke every year. Same thing for the Falcons. Same thing for the Hawks. Oh, yeah, it's a rebuilding year. Yeah, yeah, this is going to be our year. Yeah, y'all, this is going to be our year. And then we get to the end of the year, and it's like,
yeah,
we have a
we have stuff.
We have a very fine tradition of choking in this city. We're very good at it.
Well,
whether it's on sports or other things.
I mean, that game against the Patriots just shows,
Twice.
Yeah. It's,
who can say that? So yeah, we
I don't
do
know.
Have...
I don't know. We beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Did you know the Eagles won the Super Bowl one year? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing this out. I'm just making this known to people. The Eagles won the Super Bowl a season.
And then
ago.
The Patriots came back and won it the very next year.
But they didn't beat the Eagles. I mean, that's.
Well, they did. They just beat them earlier in the season.
But we didn't anyway.
Anyway, moving on, we do have stuffs we have to talk about in the world of wrestling. And, well, we do have one football-related news item that we need to talk about. But, yeah, we have news, we have notes, we have NXT, we're doing Tweet of the Week tonight. And, well, we are talking all about the superstar shakeup that happened this week. We're going to let you know where everybody is. And if you didn't see your favorite superstar, Sheamus, we're going to let you know where some of them are, because some people did not get traded. Did not get moved and didn't even show up because people had travel issues and whatnot. So we'll let you know what all's going on with that. So we're going to jump not right into the news because, well, Rock has a topic that he wants to discuss. So we're going to change it up and we're going to do a discussion first because it's kind of a news item, but it's kind of
it's news, but it's also a discussion in a way.
It's a rumor.
It's a sourced out rumor that is making its way throughout the internet. That earlier today on 411 Wrestling's podcast, they talked to a writer from therap.com, which is an entertainment website, and they were talking about AEW's television deal and how there is a good chance, using that phrase, a good chance that the deal is a pay-per-play type deal where they're buying time on a Turner station. That's interesting. There are reports that, on the other hand, that they're not going to be doing that. They're actually getting a very lucrative television deal because sports rights are very popular right now and everyone's trying to buy up all the assets they can, including Turner, who owns a streaming service called Bleacher Report Live that would need content. So that's where we are. I hear the story about how AEW possibly going to have to pay for their time slot, and I go, that doesn't sound as good as it usually should. You listen and you go, well, back in my day, in the 70s and the early 80s, wrestling would pay for their time on the networks, because that's what wrestling did back in the 70s and 80s, buying infomercial time slots for wrestling shows. That's the 1970s and the 80s. This is 2019, and we see what happens when you're on a pay-for-play deal with a network. Impact Wrestling. It's going to come off like I don't want AEW to succeed, because I do, but I hope they realize what they're getting themselves into. I hope they realize that trying to pay for a primetime television slot is probably not the best business decision. Now, the reason why they first had a lucrative television deal and then go, maybe we don't, is because the very talked about All-In show was, let's just say, a Ring of Honor show, which led Ring of Honor to then do the G1 show. Success leads to success. Ring of Honor produced All In. That's 100% clear. They own the rights to it. That's their show. Even though the Bucks went and did the Bucks and Cody ran the show, it was produced by Ring of Honor. I think that was very much well realized how it was.
Ring of Honor and Sinclair Broadcasting.
Yeah. Sinclair Broadcasting owns the rights to that. They paid to get on WGN for that 1 hour time slot, which we all figured, because it was all advertised by Pro Wrestling Tees. They were all throughout the promotion of it, so they were the ones who put up the money for that. I hope there's a sourced out rumor that they also had to deal with another premium network, not as accessible as Turner, but still on cable. That would have been for lower money, but they were on a premium tier. A premium tier, not HBO, not Stars, not Cinemax. I think you can figure out what it could be. Something that did MMA and boxing. I think that's very clear what that is. And that was a deal on the table. There's going to be very conflicting reports, and there's going to be a lot of spin going on. But it's a rumor out there that they're going to be paying for their TV deal, and it's like, I don't know about this one. Oh, that's smart business. I mean, I understand why they have to. If things, when Turner investigates and go, you guys didn't do All In on your own and whatnot, and everything's betting on, again, Double or Nothing coming up. That is key for them. If they can show a well-produced pay-per-view, then things may calm down and pay-per-play may turn into paid money. But I buy into the paying for a TV slot more so now than I did originally, just because there's a lot of facts backing it up, and I could be completely wrong, but it's a story that's out there that needed to be put out on our show.
Okay, so I work in the media industry. I'm just going to say that. I don't write TV deals, but I understand how it sort of works. And not really, but I can make, I kind of see what goes on and I know kind of how they do things. So any broadcasting company worth their salt is going to do their homework on something that they're potentially going to buy, because that's really what this is Turner is going to buy AEW's product from them. So AEW will produce a television show. They will then sell it to Turner, and then Turner will broadcast it, and they will sell the advertising for the show. And that's how they make their money back on the product, is either through advertising via streaming service, so that's digital, or through ad revenue on broadcast. One of those two, or a combination therein, that's how they'll make their investment, and that's presumably how they will make their profit off of the AEW product. That's how that all works, is it's actually all advertising dollars and ratings as well, and how many eyeballs are going to be on this to buy the advertising product. So that's that whole mess right there. The issue with this is Turner's standing there and they're looking around, and they know their history. They saw what happened with WCW. That was a bad failure, and I don't think the wounds have quite healed from that. And they're also looking around at the wrestling industry as a whole. ROH is where ROH is. They've gotten to where they are with Sinclair, and they haven't moved forward, but they haven't moved back. They're doing okay in their ratings, I believe, but it's just, it hasn't gone beyond where it is. Impact Wrestling has vastly diminished from what it was. It was originally on Spike. It worked its way up to Spike Network or Spike TV, and then it had a dramatic fall to where it is now.
Yeah.
Where they're on.
I want to back up one thing. They paid to get on Fox Sports originally, and that was that was a syndicated time slot, usually on Friday afternoons. All right, continue.
Yeah. And then they got a TV deal with Spike, and then they fell down into where they are now, which is, again, a pay per play type of situation. WWE, who just got some of the most lucrative TV deals probably that they've ever seen in a really, or at least they've seen for a very long time, their ratings are slipping. They're dropping. Fox is nervous. USA is nervous because they're paying WWE over, I think it's like $3 billion overall.
Yeah, over the course of 5 years for each deal, the ratings are dropping at a rate of, they've dropped year to year this past year 26%.
So what that's showing is wrestling is on a downtrend.
But
in terms of television watching.
On the flip side, everything on cable is down between 10 to 15% as well. WWE is losing a lot more, but cable's down the hole. Continue.
Yeah, and part of that has a lot to do, I believe, with people doing cord cutting and that kind of thing, where you can't, at some point they're going to have to stop basing television products on the Nielsen ratings in terms of views on television, because a lot of people are going back and watching this stuff next day through streaming. They're watching it through other devices. They're doing other things with it. So at some point, ratings are going to shift in terms of how television products are actually ranked versus people with eyeballs on TVs watching it live, because that's kind of becoming a little outdated in terms of all the technology that we're surrounded with. It's like I could queue up Raw right now and I could watch Raw, but that doesn't count against WWE's ratings because it's not the live broadcast of it. Just like I believe I can watch it on my computer, and I don't think that counts in the Nielsen's, but I could be wrong about that. I don't quite know how that all works.
I don't think it counts in the Nielsen rating because that's basing on homes. It's not basing on a digital stream. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. I got it. I lost my point for a second. I'm sorry. Anyway, I was reading something in chat. And yes, Devil's Fan, I do agree with that. So AEW is going around and they have produced what they claim they have produced all in. They did it in conjunction with Sinclair Broadcasting. They're taking this, what would be termed a pilot, and they're taking this to various networks and broadcast companies, and they're going, okay, we have this brand new wrestling product. It's hot. It's different. It's awesome. It's all the keywords that you want to tell networks when you're trying to sell a product. And, you know, this is what we have, and they show AEW. So they clearly got some level of interest from potentially Turner and a few other networks. And they're like, yeah, okay, we like what we see. It's good. It's fun. It's everything you say. And so they're like, okay, yeah, you know, it's a quality pilot. They see the response to it online. There's like, yeah, there's an audience here. There's a market here for this. So, okay, all right, we're going to think about offering you a TV deal. And then they're going to go in and they're going to do their research. And what they found is that Cody and the Bucks do not own, or I should say actually AEW, not Cody and the Bucks, I'm sorry. AEW does not own their own pilot. So there is zero guarantee, although I'm sure they can with the money that they have behind them, there is zero guarantee that they can produce a television show that is of the quality that All In is. There's no promise of that. Now, we all know with their backer, he could hire a production company tomorrow. They could take care of it. They can hire writers. They can hire the whole deal. What they're also looking at is the business structure. Is this a solid business? That's going to play a factor too. That's going to play a huge factor. So this is a brand new company with a brand new TV show that they're trying to produce. And it's like, yeah. And if you look at AEW's infrastructure from what you're hearing about it, it doesn't inspire the greatest feelings in me. Like, I feel like JR was a great hire for them because he understands how the back office should work. But you're not, aside from Khan's son, who is running the company, you're not really hearing about anybody else who's doing the back office work. And for the way the wrestling that it needs to go, you have to have a solid back office for the product to run. And you have to make those smart business decisions because otherwise it's going to fail. And the last thing Turner wants to do is sign in for a product and then 6 months later it fails because they didn't have the right business people in place. So I think they're looking at that. And when it came out that AEW does not own All In, I think that put the brakes on the deal a little bit because now they're dealing with a brand new company that has no pilot, has no product. They don't even know what it is and they don't know how it's going to do. Like they could put the Double or Nothing out there and it could be fantastic. It could be the best thing anybody's ever seen. And I certainly hope that it is for them, but it could be crap.
You don't know. And there's a lot of potential. Double or Nothing's key for them, but there's a lot of potential and there's a lot of, it's keeping the buzz going. After All In, there's a lot of buzz going into All In. There was buzz coming out of it. There's still some buzz. But as every week goes forward, the buzz continues to dwindle. Getting Double or Nothing on the air will help with the buzz. But you gotta be able to deliver the product and deliver the audience, whether you're buying the time or not.
I was gonna get to that.
No, my point is, if they're not buying the time, then they definitely need a huge number to satisfy them.
Well, to kind of sort of justify both points, I can see Turner changing the deal to a pay-per-play, at least for the first year, because here's the like I said, way at the beginning, it's all about the ad revenue. So they're going to do the upfronts with AEW. They're going to put them in front of their advertisers. And depending on which advertisers they're presented to, if nobody wants to sponsor them, if nobody wants their product on their show, that's a huge problem. We've seen this with Impact, where Impact, because of the style of show that they run, advertisers are less inclined, especially larger advertisers are less inclined to sponsor it. They don't want their product associated with something that is viewed as trashy or sleazy or dirty or whatever. A lot of companies are very much into family friendly, PC, you know, non-problematic sponsorships where it's like everybody is going to look at this and go, yeah, of course, you know, Skittles, for example, should sponsor the Andy Griffin Show, for example, just to throw names out there, because it's wholesome, it's family friendly, it's not going to cause a lot of problems. Like, you don't have to worry about penis druids or anything like that. And that's where AEW, while they're trying to do something different and edgy, and I think everybody appreciates that, and I'm not saying they have to be PG, I think their style of product may hurt them a little bit with advertisers. Am I saying that, you know, nobody's going to sponsor them? Absolutely not. There's an advertiser for every market, but if TBS takes them, or I should say Turner takes them, and all their advertisers are like, yeah, maybe not. And also, again, the advertisers are going to look at the time slot. They're going to look at the content. They're going to look at the length of the show. You know, how many commercial breaks are we going to get? You know, what's the cost to put my product on this show? If it's too expensive, or they don't like it, or it's not enough time, or it's a really crappy time slot, that's going to cause a lot of problems. So I think the pay-per-play is a sign from Turner that it's like, okay, you're untried, you don't have a pilot, so we don't know what you're going to be. We don't know if our advertisers are going to like you. So here's the deal, you know, and this is all rumor. we're going to give you a slot. We're going to give you a shot, which is fair. You have to pay for time on our network. And if they do well, it could be something that like they pay for a year's worth of time or a season's worth of time, depending on how they're going to do this. And then Turner's going to look at the numbers in the end and look at the advertising dollars, look at all of it, see how profitable a venture really was, excluding the cost, and go, okay, all right, you guys had good ratings, you had good advertising, you had this, you had that. Yeah, okay, let's sign a deal. Or it's, well, you didn't do so hot.
Your demos are down. Your advertising rates are not that high.
You know, yada, 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 yada. You're not making a lot of money. There's not a lot of interest in you. I don't think we're going to continue this relationship. And I think that's how they're approaching it, is it's basically like they're interested, but they want to give this a trial before they fully invest in AEW as a whole. Now, this could all be wrong and Turner's all on board and ready to sign on, because they're in the process of going through a merger, and the people that are controlling the merger could be like all about wrestling, or they could be trying to play this really smart, because that could also be impacting the deal, is the Turner merger right now.
Good. And we'll see in a month. That's where
we'll
everything.
See in a month.
Because that's when our friends are go, and that's when the rumored announcement's supposed to be made. We'll know as many details as we can, but it's all very interesting.
I mean, for their sake, I very much hope that it's successful and they get a TV deal and they get what they've worked so hard to get.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would actually be very curious to see what AEW can do in terms of a weekly television product. I'm always skeptical of somebody who does it once and then they tout their success as they're the best ever, which not that I'm not saying that's what they did, but I heard a lot of people doing that where it's like, oh, look, they sold out a 5,000 seat arena. Okay. They did it once. Do it again. Do it every night. Do it every week, every month, every year. Keep doing it. How long can you keep that pace up before you start to see it decline? That's the true measure of success, is if you can get sellouts or very close to sellouts every time you go out, that's a level of success. Versus, okay, you know, you sold out once, you sold half the next time, you didn't sell any the third time. That's not so much. Like, and I feel like a lot of people, I don't want to say anybody because not everybody can, but a lot of people can do it once with the right amount of money, with the right amount of advertising, with the right amount of buzz, because I can speak. Anybody can, or a lot of people could do it once.
We'll see. Hopefully they get paid. That's it.
Hopefully. So, crossing my fingers for them.
All right, let's get into the news presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211.
All righty. So, this was an interesting week for news. I'm going to kind of start with the big story, which is, because I want to talk about it, The Undertaker. Oh, Mr. Calloway. Okay, so The Undertaker has signed a brand new deal with WWE. And this is a really sort of funny story to me, because Taker has been putting himself out there. Like, he has become a media whore in terms of Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, he's been taking all these appearances, you know, doing signings and speaking tours and this and that and the other. Like, he's really gone out there. And part of this is because he hired a media agency to represent him, which is awesome. I mean, you know, it's like, get the money, son. You're worth it. Get it while you can. Nothing's stopping you. And everything was copacetic with him doing that until he did StarCast. Or he signed up to do StarCast. And then Vince was like, no.
Mark, we need to have a conversation. I'm not happy. What can we do to resolve this?
Yeah, I think he got his hand slapped a little bit. And the result of that is he has signed a brand new deal. I have no doubts it's highly lucrative with WWE. And part of this is that started this is he thought he was done after Saudi Arabia last year. Like, the match with Sean and Hunter where he loses, he was like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm out, right? Like, my career is over. I can go do whatever I want. And I just, you know, wait out my contract kind of thing. No, not quite. He's not quite done.
Here, Mark, here's a money bag. Come on back into the fold, pal.
Poor man. Like, as much as I think he does it to himself, I think Vince does it to him harder. Like, stop.
Yeah, so
stop making that poor man wrestle.
A couple notes. He's still able to do StarCast, and anything they were trying to do with him other than a signing is no longer an option. So any speaking things he was going to do, was originally going to do, is no longer happening. So he's no longer doing it. He was scheduled to do an Inside the Ropes UK Q&A tour for a couple days, along with a signing. He is no longer available to do the Inside the Ropes speaking Q&A tour. He will be there only to do autograph signings only. Mick Foley has been called in to replace The Undertaker, and they're going to talk about his feuds with The Undertaker to tell Undertaker stories about the feuds and whatever to make up for The Undertaker unable to speak. Undertaker wanted to do them, but he was told no based on his new contract.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. I think it's basically if there was anything that was going to be taped or recorded or anything of the like, I believe he got told no. So he can do it if it's not TV, if it's not recorded, and he's just going to sit there and sign. I think it's fine.
Signings are the only things he's allowed to do right now.
Yeah, but everything else he's not allowed to do, unfortunately. Which kills that Undertaker podcast. I'm so upset. Coffin talk, man. Coffin talk. Man could make a killing on Twitch.
But since he's not, make sure you follow, subscribe, use that Amazon Prime account, and link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. Just use it. Subscribe here for free.
And, well, speaking of WWE and contracts and whatnot, as everybody knows, Dean Ambrose is getting ready to wrap up with WWE here very shortly. He still is technically under contract, even though he's done his farewell. I believe it expires the end of this month. I think that's what it is. And so WWE is shamelessly milking Ambrose's departure by, you know, touting the Shield's last chapter, where they're going to be airing a special, I believe, this weekend?
This Sunday on the WWE Network, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, the Shield go to battle for its last chapter against Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, and Baron Corbin in a six-man tag. They have not announced those three opponents. Those opponents could change, but those are the big three bad guys that they could possibly be facing, and based on local advertising, that is who they're facing. Why does anyone care? No one should care. It's not anything of importance. Oh my god, let's fist one more time, even though we made a big deal about the fisting at Fastlane. And then the night after Fastlane, we made a bigger deal. It's the last time they'll ever be in the ring together, other than the next time. Okay. Before we get to our next story, the matchup should have been the Wyatt family versus the Shield as a final last chapter if you're going to close the book out correctly. But that's not happening. But if you enjoyed seeing the Shield wrestle three guys named Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, and Bobby Lashley at a house show, enjoy the Shield's last chapter this Sunday on the WWE Network, starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. There will probably also be a Finn Balor matchup as well.
So there's that.
Anything you would like to add to that?
I just think it's shameless. I mean, again, they're going to make the money off of it. I don't want to knock the three guys that the last match is against, but I feel like there was a much grander way you could send that storyline out, especially with the importance of the Shield and the impact that they've had on WWE. But I'm not going to complain. I'll probably end up watching it. I would love to see the Shield and the Wyatts go one more time. But, well, that may not be a possibility here shortly, we're going to get into.
And why is that? Why won't we ever see the Shield versus the Wyatt family ever again?
Well, Eric Rowan is with Daniel Bryan. Bray Wyatt is playing with puppets. And Luke Harper has asked for his release. Very, very sad news on that. Yeah, so Harper put out a statement this past week saying that after 6 years with WWE and the fact that he's almost 40, he has decided to move on. And he's very grateful. He's very thankful to everybody in the company, all the fans, for the love and support that they've given him. But at this point, he wants to move on and do other things in wrestling and in life in general. Because, I mean, he has two very young sons that I'm sure he wants to spend time with and do things with and that kind of thing, and be a father and be a dad. And I think he's at the point now where he could take indie dates if he wants to, but he doesn't have to. Like, he doesn't have to work a full schedule. He could do like a part-time schedule and be at home with his kids. Because I think especially his older son, Brody, is getting to the age where could do a lot of fun things together.
They're getting into active sports and activities and everything, yeah.
And I think he wants to be a dad, and that's wonderful. And if that's what he wants to do, do it, man. I think he could also go to AEW or Impact and have a wonderful career, or ROH. He could go back to ROH. I always forget ROH. I don't know why. But he could go to any of the other companies and have a very successful career there.
He could. So it sucks.
It does suck. So, bye, Luke. There has been no word on if it's actually granted yet or not. It's assumed that it's going to be granted here probably in the next few days with a few other releases. But he's only signed till fall. So, at the very worst, he has to just sort of wait till fall to be let go. Which may be a little bit better, because if he gets released, I think he'll have a no-compete.
Yeah, he'll have a 90-day no-compete.
So, that'll put him at fall anyway.
And the summer, so we'll see.
We'll see. So do you want to do the Blame Brides?
No, we'll save them until the end. Let's get through the other two quick stories.
All right. I mentioned Impact real quick, and Malhi Bahashira, can't say his name, has returned to Impact Wrestling after leaving the WWE PC. And, well, I guess that's good because Garza Jr. and Shane Strickland have joined the WWE PC, so he made a little room for them.
So WWE no longer gets the Shira Shake, but Impact gets the Shira Shake. It's a dance. Yay. It's a fancy dance in India, and Shira Shake. Yeah, yeet
that. We'll go with that.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
I mean, seriously, sometimes I don't know what to do with that.
That's why I just went to the bumper.
Alrighty, because Britt had another big week.
WrestleMania was an interesting week for Britt because he started just sort of went for it.
I mean, when they said the medical area was a mortuary, they kind of weren't kidding.
No, they weren't.
So, Nia Jax is out.
Yeah, she has double ACL tears, so she'll be out for a little bit.
# blame Brent.
Big E has a similar problem where he has strained or torn.
Meniscus.
He'll
be out about 6-7 weeks.
# blame Brent.
And then there's the curious case of Sheamus.
Uh-huh.
Who I have not heard what he's injured with yet.
It's an undisclosed injury.
# blame Brent.
Which generally means it's neck or concussion. I know he's been struggling with neck issues for a while now. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of been wrestling on borrowed time. They put him with Cesaro to help sort of lengthen his time in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think that that worked for him. Or it did actually work for him. But I think maybe the match at Mania could have been too much. But I don't know. So he was not at the Superstar Shakeup because I was like sitting here and there's Cesaro at SmackDown. And he's like, well, I'm available. And I'm like, wait, no, you're not. You have a wrestling husband. Where the hell is he? Where is Sheamus? And he was at Raw Monday, but he was not apparently at SmackDown, so.
Or not used on SmackDown.
Not used on SmackDown, so there's that. And then there's also a rumor, we're not going to officially blame Brent it, but supposedly there's something going on with Daniel Bryan. Nobody knows what it is. Right now he's okay, he's fine, he could just be taking a vacation, but he was not at SmackDown this week.
Or last week, so we'll see.
We'll see. So should we take our first break of the evening?
We should.
Alrighty, when we come back, we are going to be talking Tweet of the Week, we'll do SmackDown NXT, and we're going to talk all about the Superstar Shakeup. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. You want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
to the shocking moment.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's our ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rap Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch. Thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you have a quick second on Twitch, if you want to check and see if you have an Amazon Prime sub available and you'd like to do that here, we'd very much appreciate it. Just check that purple button up at the top above the broadcast window. There's a Vanna White hand gesture going on here, and see if you have one available. We would love you if you did that. So, you missed our very long news segment, but now we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting no more, no more. It cannot
already. I have no idea where I left off in my tweets in terms of grabbing stuff for before WrestleMania. So let's see here tonight. What do I have? All right, I'm just going to start here. So, Cypher PK. Been going to the gym and eating a little healthier lately, and now I'm 6'4". DM me if you need any help getting to 6'4", Courage JD, and have your PayPal ready, too.
Joke is Courage is short.
Yeah. Luke Harper. Couple of observations. I apparently have new music. I am an apron to floor aficionado now. He backs that up with, I tried to single leg an Olympian last night. I'm still not sure what happened, but he definitely stopped me, reversed me, and then said, I have to go. I look up, and he's German suplexing people.
Well, okay then.
All right. Ninja. Hey Arnold has the best intro for a kid's show right up there with SpongeBob. Tim the Tatman replies, Doug, bro. I mean, Doug is legit. Doug. Honestly, I'm going to throw this out there. Rugrats. Anybody. Any takers on Rugrats? Does anybody remember Rugrats? Or All That? Let's go really old. All That. Because I'll tell that will show you exactly how old I am, because I am ancient in terms of the Twitch world. Snick. Does anybody remember Snick? Because he's left me. So I have to sit here and stall while he's left me, because that's all I have for Tweet of the Week. But yeah. Chat, you remember Snick? Do you know what I'm talking about? Are You Afraid of the Dark? All That. I'm trying to remember what else was on there. Show Welcome Freshman. We're getting way off topic here, but now I'm remembering stuff like going way back in the analogs of Nickelodeon. Do you remember that show?
No. I don't remember that show. So one show I don't remember. So I was trying to look for another theme. I can't find it. Oh, is that all your tweets?
That's all my tweets.
Okay. Alright. So, where are we going? Okay, Popper Jam, whatever it is that Corbin does in the ring, he needs to find a way to bottle that and sell it as a cure-all for insomnia.
Ooh!
I mean, yeah. Luke Harper, when I asked my 7-year-old Birdie for help with my match Thursday night at Access while watching a best move of Dynamite Dijak on YouTube, halfway through he sighed loudly and said, yeah, I don't think I can help you with this match.
Aww! Alright.
Kevin Owens, my wife usually reads my tweets days after I post, so I'm excited for her to see this and find out I just dropped the jar of pickles and now they're everywhere and the cat just took one and ran away. Sorry, baby. Also, you're very beautiful and I love you so much.
Well, I mean, as long as he cleans it up, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Or did he?
Did she just like randomly find a pickle on the floor one day and she's like, what the hell?
Probably. So Fortnite introduced a reboot van. So if 72 hours goes, can I revive my teammate 1154 by 1080?
Ouch.
Drew Gulak, I'm covered in Triple H's Super Soaker fluid. Do with that info what you will. Luke Harper, I told all my kids at my access sign today that they could have all school tomorrow. I just want to apologize now to the parents of those children. Sorry. J.E. Snowden, the demon is alright, but I like Big Dick Finn with 72 apps. Well, you know, that's a thing. Courage JD, just pay my taxes. Completely unrelated. Does anyone know any good ice recipes? Thinking about having a bowl for dinner tonight. That hurt a bit for them.
I imagine that was a little painful for them. Mm-hmm. This first go round.
Big E, making mincemeat of my meniscus. Cross body cooked the cartilage. Bye for a bit. Kofi, check your email. Just sent you an upgrade to unlimited data plan. 24-hour FaceTime life is imminent. We'll get to an E replacement here in a minute. Let's see. Dr. Lupo tweeted, Ninja and Tfue are in the same game. Let's go. He replied to himself. Tfue got one pumped. Ninja died to fall damage. Made it to 20. I have blue balls. Ryan Sen talked about the Luke Harper Donovan Dijak match. Was a banger. Don't sleep on it. Luke Harper goes, how many stars? Wait, wrong guy. Keep it five star. WWE replacing Sasha Banks with Naomi on Raw. It's the reverse Aunt Viv.
Oh, shit.
Wrestling Inc. War Raiders pick up the win. I'm not saying it. Nope. Hashtag Raw. Michelle Fishman. The only time I want to see a Viking experience is if I'm watching a porno. Well, you know, there's that. Let's see. This one's interactive. Congrats. You just got signed to NXT. Your new name is the first thing you see when you look to your left and the color of your underwear. Blue iPad. Yeah, yeet that. And finally, let's see if I can find it. Where is it? All right, because I wanted to save this one for last. Yes, I remember a double dare. Everyone remembers double dare. If you don't remember double dare, then you have a problem. Big E, a good friend of mine, coined the term snack nuggets. Snack-onics. And now I just want Peyton Royce and Billy Kay shaped desserts with cream filling. Not bad.
Not bad.
Peyton replies, ha 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 ha, yes. I like cream filling. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet of the week.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. So moving on from that.
Want to do SmackDown? Let's get SmackDown over with, and then we'll talk about it all.
Well, we can kind of like mix them, can't we? Because yeah. I mean, this.
Yeah, we'll mix them. We'll mix them. But we should hit the bumper.
Hit the bumper.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, SmackDown was an interesting show. Best way to put it. It was a night of shakeups. A lot of new people were introduced. And we'll get to them all in a second. In terms of matches, Charlotte beat Carmella. Solid matchup.
Mm-hmm. Very solid.
But the whole show, and because I can't get, without getting into everything else, we'll get to them in a second. Can't really spoil anything out there. So the show opened with Kevin Owens' show. Kevin was beloved in Montreal. He brought out his guest, The New Day, of Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston. Big E kind of, everyone talked about how he did something special and everything like that. But then Kevin brought up the Big E's injury and how, you know, things are not that great now that, you know, they're missing somebody. Woods was very upset. He's losing half of his up-down-down crew. He wants Tyler Breeze on SmackDown, which he did not get.
I mean, they kind of tried to kill up-up-down-down with this shakeup. I mean, it's never good for Breeze, but for Woods, but he always manages to recover. Mm-hmm. But, like, they took freaking AJ from him. They took the Usos from him.
And the Miz, oh, that's content.
And
right
the
there.
Miz,
mm-hmm. That's half his content right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is that man supposed to do?
And his commissioner quit.
Loosely, I mean, my God, Xavier,
it's in shambles.
He has to rebuild. They have to fix this.
They have to rebuild. But he's like, you know what I should do? You guys need a third man. I want to be a member of the New Day. I'll be Big K. And then he goes, wait, no. I'll be the Big O. That's funnier. And they're like, okay, you know what's required, right? You need to be able to swivel your hips. So Kevin gets up and starts swiveling his hips and everything that, like, that gave him. They gave him the crop top shirt and the headband. And he's all part of it. And then the next thing they had to do later in the night was he had to eat all these pancakes, which he ended up doing, which he's like, they're cold and I don't eat pancakes. And, well, he had to eat all a bunch of pancakes. And then he did the whole big Big E entrance with the introduction and everything, which was cool. And they beat Nakamura, Rusev, and Cesaro, as you mentioned earlier, with no Sheamus. Kevin Owens was great.
Kevin Owens was fantastic. I couldn't tell if he loved or hated it, but it was wonderful. And yeah, it was great to see him. But yeah, I was sitting here and it's like when Cesaro's like, well, you guys need a partner and I'm free. I'm going, wait a minute. Wait, no.
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 Where's Sheamus? Like, there's no explanation. And I asked Rocco, I was like, did Sheamus get traded and we not realize it? Like, did they just not forget to mention that, you know, they traded the 6'4" ginger? Like,
maybe.
And the answer to that was no.
So there you go. So there was that. So Big Kevin Owens was good. He was good in his role.
He was very good. Very enjoyable.
Finn Balor made his debut on SmackDown Live, bringing the Intercontinental Championship over.
He took, okay, I'm just...
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that Big Dick Balor is now on SmackDown.
There you go. He took on Ali. Good matchup. Finn won the matchup. So there you go. Becky Lynch came out.
Too many ovations and cheers.
Too many ovations and cheers. And she knows what her job is, and she has her shiny belt. Says that she can pick fights with anyone she wants, just because she can. Out came Ember Moon. She's now on SmackDown Live.
Yay.
Bayley came out and interrupted. She got booed and is now on SmackDown Live.
Thank God for that?
Yeah, she needed to get off Raw. And Canada does not like Bayley, because that's the second time in Canada she's been booed. So yeah, she's looking for a situation. Iconics came out when the word Iconics were mentioned, because they have two belts, and Becky thinks that Ember were out here because they have zero belts. They told Becky that their belts were better because they were Iconic. Paige came out. She thinks everyone would like the Iconic belts would be better if they were, you know, defend them, which they did last week, but they're not counting that. And then she was out to introduce the team. She scouted this team. She likes this team. And out came Sonya and Mandy. And they were like, everyone's waited long enough for the reunion of Absolution. Well, that was not a thing, because she wasn't there for them. She was there for somebody else. And she's now managing a team of Asuka and her partner, Kairi Sane.
Which, I'm on board for this fully.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little sad that Io and Kairi got broken up, but Asuka and Kairi will be phenomenal. Having Paige with them will help, because that will give them a promo. And I don't want to say they need someone to speak for them, because they certainly don't. But I think WWE is not keen on having them speak, just because there is a little bit of a language barrier there. And so that was, I think, always a concern for Asuka and Kairi and Io down the road. So to have Paige with Kairi and Asuka, that will really benefit them in terms of being able to get more promos, get more promo time, that kind of thing. Because Paige can sort of do the talking. It also gets Paige back on TV, gets her doing something. So they'll all benefit from this. And I mean, if it gets Asuka and Kairi on my TV, I'm on board for this wholeheartedly.
The Iconics and Fire and Desire lost to Bayley, Ember, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. So there was that. And then Vince McMahon promised the biggest acquisition in SmackDown Live history. This man has so much charisma. He's the biggest star to ever come in front of the world. He is Elias. And he's out there, he's ready to sing, and then out comes Roman Reigns. He ended up punching out Elias. He Superman punched Vince McMahon, ended up giving a spear to Elias to end SmackDown. So Roman Reigns, the face of SmackDown Live.
So I feel like the move for Bayley is going to be a good move. I think the move for Elias will be a good move. And moving Roman over is, I think, a top move, because it gets him with different people, gets him new feuds, gets him away from Seth Rollins. So this now gives Rollins the opportunity to run with the belt, to shine with it, and to do what he needs to do and really hold down that show. And Roman can go over to SmackDown and he can have his own show. So you can build Roman back up, you know, not that he isn't already, but build him back up into his top star again, put the title on him at some point, and then that way he can sort of run SmackDown, Seth can do Raw, and everybody's a winner on that. As opposed to keeping Roman and Seth on the show, and Seth is sort of going to take a second seat or a back seat at some point to Roman. So keeping them apart, quality plan. Same thing with Roman and AJ. You keep them apart, it's fine.
And with Fox, the Fox deal, Roman Reigns will be the face of SmackDown on Fox.
Yep.
So to recap it all, okay? Going to Monday Night Raw are The Miz, Andrade, Ricochet, Aleister Black, The Viking Experience, Rey Mysterio, The Usos, Naomi, Zelina Vega, Eric Young, EC3, Cedric Alexander, apparently Lars Sullivan, no one's really sure, Lacey Evans, and AJ Styles. Let's talk about Raw. They got AJ, they got the Usos, they got the Miz. Good acquisitions from SmackDown. That's a nice solid base for them.
Mm-hmm, agreed.
I feel bad for Eric Young and EC3 because they're probably going to get lost in the shuffle. Zelina and Andrade will work well over there. And Aleister and Ricochet. I thought they would have split them up, but they're keen on keeping them as a team for now, so see where that goes. But imagine Usos versus Ricochet and Aleister Black. I mean, let's just sign me up for pay-per-view matches right there. I'm cool.
Haven't we already seen it?
Not really. We saw it once, maybe.
Okay. But right. I can't keep track of who everybody has fought. Like, everybody has fought everybody at least once.
I don't think they fought yet. I think that's going to be, that would be first matchup I put up and put the Raw Tag Team titles on the line on that one. Sign me up. I'm cool. Cedric is, he'll be pushed at first, but he's going to get lost in the shuffle. That's just the way it be. So for SmackDown, they got Finn Balor, Ember Moon, Bayley, Kairi Sane, Lars Sullivan, Buddy Murphy coming from 205 Live, Elias, Roman, Liv Morgan, Chad Gable, Apollo Crews, Mickey James, and Heavy Machinery. The women's division on SmackDown Live is going to be awesome. They loaded this brand up with a lot of women because you had Charlotte, Asuka, and Becky. Women's wrestling is going to be key for SmackDown on Fox, and you can see why they brought Ember and stuff over. It's going to be really good. Based on Wiki, Lars is on SmackDown, even though they have him listed on both. Anyway, doesn't matter. I think SmackDown made out really well. Unlike other years where they sort of don't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think they actually made out well and got some good talent.
I think this is a really great shakeup. I mean, I understand that Raw obviously took a lot of really good talent, but SmackDown will be balanced. And they've moved a lot of the women that were not being used properly on Raw or really at all over to SmackDown. And SmackDown's sort of the brand that you build stars on and then you move them to Monday nights. So this will be good for Ember. This will be good for Bayley. This will be good for Becky because she's going to be going back and forth. But like I said before, it's going to be good for Roman because you can build him back up and kind of get people to fall back in love with him. Because you can tell some strong stories with him. Their tag division, okay.
They'll be all right.
But you've got Finn on there too.
You got Finn.
And I mean, Finn's another really strong contender that he could carry the title if he wanted to.
Yeah.
So you got some moves there. There's still no word where Puppet Master Bray Wyatt is going to land.
No word yet.
And may he keep that creepy ass marionette doll wherever she is, because I don't want to be seeing that on my TV anymore.
There you go. We have some news to mention before we get into NXT.
Mm.
16-time. Either way, multi-time world champion John Cena will be hosting the Ellen DeGeneres Show tomorrow. Check your local listings.
Hey, that's all I got.
NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
The show featuring two championship matches. Velveteen Dream took on Buddy Murphy for the NXT North American Championship. Very good match.
Very, very good match.
Velveteen Dream won with his Purple Rainmaker to retain the NXT North American Championship.
I'm really, really, really happy that they kept Dream in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Viking experience aside, I feel like Dream needs to go when there is a place for him to go, and not any sooner than that. So I think if he stays down in NXT for a while, and Adam Cole and the others are kind of the same way, I think at this point they're being very circumspect in who they take, as opposed to just doing a giant talent grab, because we've all seen what happens is some people get pushed and some people fall by the wayside. So it's now they're like, okay, all right, let's sort of like be strategic about this, which is good.
Yep. So We had some street talk with the Street Profits. They were going to ask William Regal for an opportunity. They knocked on the door. William Regal did not walk out. It was the War Raiders who did. Yes, I called them the War Raiders. It said it clearly on their shirts. It said War Raiders. They told them they've already requested a match, and be careful what you wish for. So we're going to get the Street Profits versus the War Raiders coming up. Yes, War Raiders, because again, it said it on their t-shirt. So you have to believe what's always on their t-shirt. Right?
Yes.
Speaking of what's on their t-shirts, Johnny Champion came to the ring. It's what it said on his t-shirt. He said, we've been waiting this long for this long time for this moment. He talked about his journey, and he said him being champion is a result of not taking no for an answer. He says, he stands here as Johnny Champion. New York was the hardest match he's ever had. Adam Cole came out, and he was not happy. He's tired of the Love Fest. Said Gargano was lucky. He talked about how he pinned Johnny Gargano, and if it was a regular match, Cole would be the champion. Because Gargano lost the first fall, and we had a you tap out chant. Cole called Gargano an idiot for having a victory parade. Cole called himself an uncrowned champion, while Gargano is just a punk. Gargano said there must be trouble in Cole's boy band because it seems like things aren't in sync right now. Get it? Gargano talked about how he's justified because he made Cole tap out twice in a row. In the end, Gargano said that's the result isn't just definitive; it's undisputed. He told Gargano to shut up. Gargano told Cole that he's a spoiled little little Bay Bay. Gargano says if he wants the Bay Bay wants to grow a pair and enter the ring, then Gargano is about afraid to pick out a few more points on the scoreboard. Cole starts walking the ring. Roderick Strong came out of nowhere and attacked. So there you go. Good promo.
Very good promo. Very enjoyable.
Dijak won his match.
Sadly.
12 seconds. He talked about how the spirit runs through his veins. He said he's coming after the North American Championship and told the Velveteen Dream to feast your eyes.
Look, you have to be a certain type to get the Dream just to feast his eyes on you. You should know what his type is by now. I don't think Dr. Stick is it, but we'll see.
We'll see. Leah and Vanessa Bourne challenged Candice LeRae to find a partner and face them in the ring. So we'll get that at some point. But Shayna Baszler defended the NXT Women's Championship against Kairi Sane. If Kairi Sane lost, she would never receive another title shot. This matchup ended with Shayna Baszler retaining the title. Good match. Referee had to stop it. And she just kept working over Kairi Sane's shoulder. Good match. Really good match. Io came out and sort of looked after her friend. But it was a good match. Good match.
Very good match.
This is probably the end of Kairi Sane in NXT, but we now transition to her on the main roster and Io becoming the top challenger for Shayna. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. I think we will get some very phenomenal matches, and I'm all about Io because she's so cute. I have a crush on Io.
So that's NXT.
That's NXT, and I think that does it for us.
It does.
All right, so, well, everybody stick around because I think we're doing Fortnite with Friends tonight. It is challenge night for week 8 of the Battle Pass challenges. So we have to get Brent through his. I think Omega's already done. Rock has a shiny he needs to show off. And, well, I'm just here. So, you have stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday Night Midnight is another edition of Seam Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. SeamRadioLive.com, GreaterGreatDebate.com. It's Easter Sunday. We'll see. If it happens, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Now available. New episode will be available on Tuesday night. It's at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Rack Radio Show on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Stitcher. Just search The Rack Radio Show. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. As Lindsay has mentioned throughout the show, if you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. That's called Twitch Prime. Then you look up at the purple rectangular button, just hit that button, the subscribe button, and you can subscribe for free with Twitch Prime. You don't have to have Twitch Prime to subscribe, you just hit that rectangular button and do so. That'd be cool too. Make sure you use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop when you buy all the new Easter skins and all the robot skins and whatever Fortnite throws at you. Use creator code ROCKINSOCK.
You can follow me on Twitters and most of the social medias at LensWard, LNSWRD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Everybody, like I said, hang out because coming up next is Fortnite with Friends. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.